98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
I live on Cherry Street or close to Cherry Street, and there's a new restaurant opening, a pizza place called Lo-Fi. And I've been very excited about this thing opening. I've been watching it. I've been reading the menu. Do you get excited about a new restaurant, or are you kind of like, eh?
No, but I've caught on to something that you told me about. And that was when Daniel goes out, or he knows he's going to go out to eat, he looks up the menu online before, and you already know what you're going to do. I've been doing that, too, now.
Got to do it.
I'll Google the restaurant and look up the menu and then go, so when I get there, I already know I'm going to have the prime rib or whatever it is.
This place, this Lo-Fi pizza that's opening, this is not an advertisement or anything like that, but I looked at the menu, and the menu, this place opening today now, by the way, the menu is kind of scaring me a little bit. It does have pizzas. I will say the pizzas look good, but they also have a section of the menu called cured and preserved.
What does that mean?
For example, say maybe you want to go in there and have a little chicken liver mousse and some fruit preserves.
Wait, chicken liver mousse?
Yeah. Lo-Fi, y'all go ahead and take that off the menu.
Chicken liver mousse.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Would you eat that?
I know. I don't think so.
Why would you eat that when you could go get the Portuguese sardines? Cultured butter, black currant mustard, and pickled onion crostini.
Well, I won't have Spanish sardines, but I will have Portuguese.
Whoa. Portuguese. Yeah, okay, I was about to say, these are, how dare you? These are Portuguese, not, what did you say?
Spanish.
But then the pizzas look like normal, like, you know, pepperoni, margarita pizzas, all that. So I'm really looking forward to the place. I think the concept is you go over there, and they, while you're eating, they have a guy spinning like vinyl. In other words, while you're eating, there's a guy playing music for you.
Oh, there's a DJ.
I don't know if I'd call it like, it's not going to be like, hey, everybody, welcome, enjoy your chicken liver mousse. He's just going to be playing a soft record.
I see.
Same guys that had Hodges Bend and Lowood, which I really loved. Unfortunately burned down, but this is a new restaurant by them.
All right, so a new restaurant. What's that place called again?
Lo-Fi Pizza. It's opened on Cherry Street today.
Today will
be the first day, yeah.
Well, good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. We're going to have a warm day again today. The temperature up to the mid-80s.
Yeah, can we take a second yesterday to appreciate how good it was?
It was so beautiful.
Really nice. I walked like 5 miles.
Clear blue sky, and I think we'll have another one of those days. Welcome into Did You See, where we take a look at what the heck is going on around the world. And right here in Tulsa, and Oklahomans are coming together to help those people in Sulphur that were hit by tornadoes. This is our bud, Reagan Ledbetter from News on 6.
I've been saying this for 2 days now, but the damage here in Sulphur is unbelievable that this tornado left behind. This is downtown Sulphur. This is the business district that the city is so proud of that people come visit every summer, and it's gone. Yesterday, people were out here, business owners out here, seeing what's left of their businesses. Today, the city is packed with people, people that have dropped what they're doing and came to town and try to start the process of rebuilding Sulphur. More than 100 workers are here to help clean up less than 48 hours after a tornado ripped through downtown Sulphur, turning nearly every building into mangled metal and rubble.
Our town's devastated, but we will rebuild this.
The population of Sulphur has likely doubled with the number of power crews, law enforcement, and construction crews pouring into the area. There's also volunteers from far and wide coming to support those workers and many of people affected by this storm.
We've got people coming in from Ada, from Norman, from Davis, from Sulphur, just every one of our branches trying to help.
Even from Oklahoma City, Norman, Ardmore, just different people have came in to help us.
What are you doing? We have backpacks full of waters that we're giving out to everybody and handing out sacks of hot dogs and chips.
We ran into Mary McDonald as she was handing out food and drinks to all of the workers and business owners who are coming to see what's left.
We just want everybody to know how much they're loved, that we're here to support them, that we're here to just help them in any way that we can.
A local bank is grilling 500 burgers to give out to Cruz and Sulphur families.
Think of that, I think about small town America. I'm from Davis, I've grown up in Murray County my whole life. And so when I think about the Oklahoma Standard, this is it. It's people coming together, people helping, searching through rubble, helping feed.
This Ardmore family spent all day Sunday in Ardmore and Marietta feeding more than 1,000 people affected by the tornadoes, and now they've hauled their grills to Sulphur to do the same.
I woke up that morning and I said, guys, we're going. You never know whenever it can be you in their shoes. So anytime that we can make an impact in someone's life, that's what we're all about.
Yeah, how about that?
It's nice to see people helping out, even those that couldn't maybe help out with the construction, they're out there cooking and providing food. I imagine cleanup can be pretty dangerous. You got downed power lines. You've probably got gas leaks, things like that. So
Oklahoman's coming together for sure.
Helping any way they can. Did you see this? And you'll be hearing this name, I guess, in the news over the next 2 or 3 days. That Diverging Diamond Interchange opens today.
Oh, my God.
Creek Turnpike and Memorial.
I saw this story, and I didn't even understand, like, the traffic pattern. But they say it's easier now.
That's what they say. And I watched News on 6. You can go see this at newson6.com, covering the Diverging Diamond. They say it's going to help wait times, going to help with accidents. And I will say, although it looks super complicated, the first time I encountered a roundabout, I was scared to death. I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But now I see where it's easier and better. And maybe this new Diverging Diamond will be better. Sounds like a wrestling move, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Diverging Diamond.
It's not a bad name for like a radio guy either. We need to get a guy in here called Diverging Diamond. Did you see this? A couple of things here. A study shows. What do you think the most dreaded word to hear at work is?
Oh, I have no idea.
The study shows, I don't buy this. The study shows it's hey. Apparently the word can trigger a fight or flight response, which can lead employees thinking about the worst case scenario. So if somebody says hey, like somebody walked in the studio right now and said, hey, Tig.
You know, I could kind of see that a little bit because now you have to engage with that person, right?
Well, they want saying, something. Hey. They're not just saying it for no reason.
Yeah. Hey means let's talk. Okay, I get that.
Yeah. Imagine seeing this on your way to work. Four zebras escaped from a trailer, ran down a highway near Seattle on Sunday. Videos of it all over social media. Three were captured, but one, the fourth, still missing as of yesterday.
What is happening? Oh, my God. Please get away.
Hi, buddy.
We were looking at a bunch of zebras eating grass on the side of the off-ramp. The cars on the off-ramp pulled over by the guardrail and lined up really close to kind of make a makeshift fence to keep them from coming up onto the off-ramp.
I've only ever seen them in a zoo, so that was a first.
This must be a joke.
They just started hanging out in the grass in somebody's yard over here across the street.
I called. So I found the missing zebras. They're in my yard. Not sure what to do.
That's like Jumanji.
How weird would it be? You're like minding your own business. You walk out on your porch to have a cup of coffee or whatever. Zebras.
I would be amazed. You would have a panic attack. You'd be like, is this real? Am I losing my mind?
I think I accidentally ingest like a hallucinogenic?
Right. A couple of stories just for you this morning, Tiger. You ready for these?
Okay.
This YouTuber, one of these kind of guys that flies these motorized paragliders. You tell me those are very dangerous. Is that true?
I typically, when I read like accident reports, a lot of times it's the smaller crafts that have trouble.
So you would agree there a little bit.
Yeah.
Tiger's worried he doesn't want to get the paraglider community mad at him.
They got a strong faction.
Well, this YouTuber, Anthony, was going nearly 50 miles per hour. Something goes wrong, quickly falls 85 feet. I've got some audio here. He did survive, but there is a bleep here, which you could imagine.
Oh, man. 48 miles per hour. Come on, baby. Oh. Ah! 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 Hey, Siri, call 911.
Now he's landed here. But I think his breath
is
knocked out.
Call 911. Call 911. Emergency.
I can see why you guys enjoy aviation. It sounds like a great time. Now, what is a paraglider exactly? That's like a go-kart with a parachute kind of?
These engines are like, they're like lawnmower engines on these things. And so, you know, if you, you know, anybody who's cut grass knows that every now and then you have some trouble with your engine. And so that's kind of where we are with that.
That's not the sound you want to hear when you're up in the sky, is it? And finally, Conan O'Brien was on the season finale of that Hot Ones, that thing on the internet where they eat hot chicken wings.
Oh, yeah, where they try to kill you with hot sauce.
Right. Well, on that, he also told the story of how he would sit at David Letterman's NBC desk, late show desk, to write skits and things like that for SNL.
They had like a covering over his desk to protect it
Our studios were at 9. He was in 6A, which is the studio I eventually took over. But I didn't know that was going to happen. And I would sit at Dave's desk, and I had Dave's perspective, and I would sit there and I would work on a sketch. And then this crazy situation develops, one in a billion chance, where I get a chance to audition for that show and then get it. But if you had told me that when I was sitting behind Dave's desk as a Saturday Night Live writer, I'd have said there's no way.
I would think that the Letterman desk would be locked down. The whole studio would be locked down pretty good. But I guess it's just like here at the radio station. We could wander into every
anybody's
other studio. Nobody's in there.
That's right. It's 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, can you give us an update on the ledger with the sound of moolah?
Yes, the sound of moolah this morning is worth $900. Like nobody's gotten close. I feel like might be time to start giving some hints.
We'll consider that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it here a little bit later, but $900 up for grabs. Nobody's gotten close. You can see the wrong answers at thebulltulsa.com, and you can guess yourself at 7:10 this morning.
This is Ty Gadano on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Tig's mom is in town. Is today her final day? She takes off tomorrow?
Well, we're trying to go to that baseball game tonight, so
right,
tomorrow would be the day she leaves.
So is today her final day then? It is? It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Mm-hmm.
It was yesterday, a very beautiful day, and I told you that before your mom gets into town, you make sure to have a bunch of plans, things to do. Mm-hmm. I texted your wife yesterday afternoon and said, what are you guys going to do with Elaine tonight? She goes, they're bringing dinner over soon. You had them bring y'all dinner over?
I think she felt guilty because I've been paying for everything the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that...
That's the opposite of what I told you to do. She's bringing y'all dinner.
Well, I think she felt guilty because I was paying for everything. And then she said, honey, listen, I want to bring dinner to y'all tonight. And I said, all right, if you want to. And so she did. And that's why that happened.
What did she bring over?
I got fajitas from Chimmy's.
Oh, boy. Nice.
What are you laughing at? I don't get it.
I was just curious as to what was brought over, but it was Chimmy's.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm waiting on, and I am refreshing this website about every 4 seconds.
Knock it off doing that this morning. It's too early. Let me guess what you're refreshing. The baseball-filled website. We talked about it yesterday. You were greatly concerned that the baseball fields at La Fortune won't be open because of the rain.
Well, that's why she came up. Was mm-hmm. to see her grandson play baseball. She, I played baseball growing up, and it's very important to her to get to see her grandson play baseball, and she's never been able to see it. And I've got an 8-year-old, and so here I am, and we play at La Fortune, and so they put online whether the fields are open or not because of the rain that happened over the weekend. And so I'm just sitting here going, how terrible would it be if she drove 12 hours, no baseball game?
But what I'm saying to you right now is there's no reason at 6:48 in the morning to be refreshing that website. There's not a guy that's going to get up this morning and crack of dawn refresh that website. I feel like it's going to be open. The weather is going to dry out everything. Didn't you ride by the fields yesterday? Mm-hmm. We had people listening ride by the fields and look at them for you. Mm-hmm. People were calling, telling you to burn it with
gasoline.
Burn it off with gasoline, flame torches. I just don't think there's a chance those fields are going to be closed.
Well, we'll just have to see, but...
Well, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, if
have a positive attitude.
All right, buddy. I'll try to be positive. We got a game tonight, and that's why she came.
I mean, you got free Chimmy's yesterday. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day today. I'm trying to get you to look on the bright side. And then what are we doing on Wednesday? Everybody from work's going over to that...
baseball game.
Baseball game. So you got a nice few days ahead of you.
Okay, all right.
You feasted on fajitas from Chimmy's. You should be happy. That other positive things going on, that diversion, how do you say it? Diverging diamond?
Yeah, what is that called?
That's
thing
opening?
They put in Tulsa here.
That new pizza place.
Some kind of traffic pattern that
that's opening
rearranged.
Up. Yeah. That new pizza place that I was talking about yesterday. Lo-Fi is opening on Cherry Street.
All right.
The dog park Tails and L's kind of close to our neighborhood is opening. Don't you want to have some Tails and L's? It's dogs, though.
Okay. All right. That'll be fine. Okay.
All right.
I'll try to be positive and all that stuff.
Yesterday, the guys over there like, moaning the whole time or grunting. What would you call what you're doing? Sighing? That's what you're doing. You're sighing, breathing heavy, checking that website over and over and over again.
We'll see how it goes. Are you coming to the game today?
I think I will. I will come. Did you really? Make sure that your mom has a comfortable chair out there?
Okay. Well, can you bring one? Because I all mine got dry rotted, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'll make sure. You cannot have that lady sitting on those bleachers out there. I get uncomfortable.
Well, bring one of those, and I appreciate you coming to the game.
Whoa. I only have the one.
Well, you sit your butt on the metal.
I don't want to be uncomfortable, too.
Okay, well, let's see how it goes. But, you know, we do have positive stuff. I can be positive.
Yeah. You know what I thought about the other day, too?
The sound of moolah is positive, right?
The sound of moolah, instead of saying your chance to win, things like that. I think we ought to start calling these things blessings.
Okay.
Like coming up at 7:40 today, we'll bless you with Brantley Gilbert tickets. Somebody's going to go to that. And then at 7:10 this morning before that, you could be blessed with, what did I say it was, $900 with the sound of moolah. And you know, hey, you don't ever want to miss your blessing.
So we'll be blessed our next big chance at 7:10 here with Tig and Daniel. This is 98.5 The Bull.
Tig and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
I guess you'd be blessed if you went to Jackie Cooper Nissan, too, Dan.
Yeah, they'll bless you with 0% financing for up to 72 months if you got that good credit. Approved credit, I should say. Jackie Cooper Nissan can tell you all about it. Their details and restrictions, but I'm looking at that website. And I just got to tell you, you can just put in your details to see how much your car is worth right now. You might be pleasantly surprised.
So even if you're not looking for a trade or to get a car, it's kind of fun just to go to JackieCooperNissan.com and put in your stuff.
Yeah, just, I mean,
to see what your car, like what you're facing there.
Who knows? Ty drives a he drives a Mazda Miata. No, what is it called? A Nissan Maxima.
This is a Nissan.
Yeah, what am I doing?
Dealership.
He drives a Nissan Maxima, and on you go about the safety features. You might be able to easily navigate that diverging diamond with all those bells and whistles you got on your car.
Yeah, this new diverging diamond thing in Tulsa, it looks very, like, scary, but people say it's not once you get through it. And so, but if you did get in trouble, like the Nissans, they have this technology that tells you, hey, don't merge because there's something's a guy next to you or whatever.
It's looking out for your blind spot.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Over 30 Nissan Sentras in stock. If you're interested in those, they have the Nissan Titans. All of it at JackieCooperNissan.com. And as I said before, 0% with approved credit. See Jackie Cooper Nissan for details and restrictions.
Daniel, we're only 10 minutes away now from $900. Is that correct with the sound of moolah?
That is right. $900 up for grabs in 11 minutes. 7:10. I was walking yesterday along the river there on Riverside. What is that tree that has the stuff that comes out of it? Is that a cottonwood tree or something? If you ever had one of these in your yard, it's just, it looks like cotton, but it's, do you know what I'm talking about? It's fuzz. It's fuzz tree. What is it called?
It's a fuzz tree.
Is it cottonwood?
I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Anyway, it's snowing this fuzz along the river, and there's two young people were trying to like walk through it. And I mean, they're just getting this fuzz all in their eyes, their nose, they're spitting. I feel pretty bad for them. I don't know what we need to do about these things.
Where are you walking along the river? Is this like 30 in the 30s or 20s on the street?
I would say
was?
In the 20s there. Kind of across from my... Remember, I used to live in the Cosmopolitan apartment complex. I've moved from there. And every now and then, I like to walk and see what they've done. They've gotten rid of that playground over there that's close to where Sandbar used to be. Which Sandbar, I thought, was going to take off. That's that restaurant right there on the river. I think it used to be something like... something blue or something. You know that restaurant right on the river?
What I was going to ask is, how is the river level at that area? Because I know they dammed it up. Is there plenty of water in the river now?
It's full. It's full now, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm walking down there, because now it's, like, beautiful. It was, you could see the rocks, and there was some weird stuff looked like going on down there.
But
now
it looks like a shopping bat or a buggy or something in there.
Or even just, like, a car out there in that river. You would just ride by, and there'd be a car halfway buried in sand. But now the river's up, and I think they're going to open up that waterway on Labor Day or Memorial Day. What's coming up? Memorial Day.
What are you talking about, the waterway?
I wonder. I worry so bad about you sometime. Do you not know where they're building that Whitewater Park down from Gathering Place?
You said waterway. I have no idea what that means. You're talking
any
about
any waterway I'm talking about in Tulsa is going to be that Whitewater Park.
You're talking about at Gathering Place. They're adding some stuff so you can kayak around. And
right.
Stuff.
The waterway, the river.
Okay.
What else would I be talking about? Zinc Creek?
And that's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, what's the name of those trees? You're like, I have no idea. And I was like, well, what's that restaurant? And you're like, I've never been to a restaurant. It's like doing a show with, like, a mannequin.
But you throw me under the bus. I mean,
I'll be like, it's May 1st tomorrow. You'd be like, what is May? Yeah. And then I can't, like, I don't know the name of the fuzz trees. I needed help then, and you just left me hanging there.
Why didn't you tell me that before we got on the air? I would have Googled it and found out what you're talking about.
Because you don't, whenever you're having a conversation with somebody, like, if you and your buddies are on the way to work, you're going like, hey, I'm about to ask you about fuzz trees, man. You mind Googling those real quick? But then you, like, things that you well know of, like the river.
Well, things are, we got fuzz in Tulsa. We've got full rivers in Tulsa.
Got to do something about those fuzz trees, buddy. It gets all in your nostril, and there's no way to not look like an insane person when you're trying to spit that stuff out, and it's all in your eyes and nose and mouth.
All right, well, I'm heading over to the river to try to experience that, so I'll know what I'm talking about tomorrow morning.
I'm not sure if you'll go to the right river. You'll probably drive to Arkansas or something.
Okay. We're 7 minutes away from the Sound of Moolah.
That's right.
I know that.
Do you want to play that? Or am I throwing you under the bus to go, I'm doing it again? He doesn't have it pulled up. Man, I'm really giving you a hard time today. I tell you, he's all distracted by this baseball
Hold
game
on,
coming up.
I got it.
Up.
I got it. Here's
okay,
the sound
it?
Of Moolah.
All right, here we go.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. There we go.
Oh,
so
that's
the sound of Moolah.
100% fuzz trees. Got to be.
$900 in 7 minutes. Good morning.
Moolah. On 98.5, The Bull.
All right, Tig, let me introduce you to Mary. She is an accountant. And Mary, would you like to be blessed with $900 this morning?
I definitely would.
Well, what would you do as an accountant? What would you do with $900?
I'd actually probably do some shopping with the family.
I like that. I like it when people enjoy the money. Some people say they'll pay bills, right? Or something, which is fine. However, that sounds like a fun day to have $900.
Rarely anybody's ever like, hey, I'll just go splurge and have some fun with the family.
Yeah.
How many kids and all that do you have?
I have 2 daughters and 4 grandchildren.
All right. Well, do you want to give them a quick shout out?
I do. Hey, fam. Hey, daughters. Marie, Miranda, Chandler, Morgan, Jules, and Addie.
Well, look at that.
She remembers their names.
I was worried that she was going to get 3 of them out and then
forget the
one.
Last one.
Yeah. All right, Mary. Well, enough tomfoolery. We would love to bless you with $900.
Okay.
Do you need to hear that sound one more time?
Just one more time, please.
All right. Just one more time. Tig, play.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, Mary. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
I am.
What is your guess, please?
Is it the money, paper money counter like they use at the bank?
Is it a money counter? Mary, I'm sorry. It is not it. The good news is, though, is we're going to add $50 to that jackpot. It was at $900. Now, if you could help us with a little accounting here, please. If we add $50 to it, what is the new sound of Moolah worth at $810?
$950.
That was quick. Did you have a calculator for that, or is that right off your head?
Off the top of my head. That
Mary,
was an easy one.
We got to get you a raise.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll let the boss know.
Yeah, let them know. We'll contact your boss. Also, let your boss know. In the meantime, coming up at 7:40, your chance to be blessed with Brantley Gilbert tickets. He's going to be at the River Spirit Casino Resort. Mary, do me one last favor. Give me 3 numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
Daniel, we have Brantley Gilbert tickets coming up in 18 minutes or so, so not that far away. And good morning to you. It's 98.5 The Bull.
I posted this thing on 98.5 The Bull's Facebook page, and I said, if you moved away, what one food item would you want delivered from Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of what my food item from Oklahoma would be. Tig and I are from Alabama, and I'm not even sure that I could guess or think what food item from Alabama I'm craving. I guess Brunswick stew, because you can't find that here.
It's hard to find that.
I don't think it exists here.
Mm-hmm.
Some people wrote already. Somebody said Ike's three-way chili. I know that you're probably not going to know the answer to this, but what is three-way chili? I think that's chili, spaghetti, and then like beans? I'm not even sure. John says Griffin's Pancake Syrup. The very company we work for here, Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Which is, isn't that like where people notice you out in public sometimes because we did a commercial for Griffin Syrup?
We did one for Griffin Syrup and for mustard. And yeah, I rarely get noticed for the radio, but they are like, hey, mustard man. Hey, hot dog boy. And I'm like, I don't like that. Billy says he would want a black diamond watermelon. I don't know if I've had one of those. Misty said my spicy chicken spaghetti. So I don't think Misty quite understands the question. If it's your own spicy chicken, you can make it anywhere you go.
You could make it in New England if you wanted to.
That's not from Oklahoma. That's your own spicy chicken spaghetti. Monica says tabbouleh.
Yeah, that
tabbouleh
is a good one.
Mix from Bristow. Now, I got to be honest with you. I had never heard of tabbouleh until we moved here. Had you?
No.
I'm still not sure what it is. Do you know what it is?
Not exactly, no. It's good.
Kirk has one I can relate to. He says Mazio's Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
They do have pretty good ranch dressing there. And then Barbara also says Black Diamond Watermelon. So I guess we got to get a hold of some of these Black Diamond Watermelons.
All right, let's do it.
If you would like to comment on this, I'd be curious to see what you would miss if you moved away from Oklahoma. What's the dish here? I'm surprised nobody said country fried steak. I thought that was the big Oklahoma dish.
But it's on the Facebook, the Bull Tulsa.
Yeah, the Facebook, yeah.
All right.
And coming up, those Brantley Gilbert tickets in 15 minutes.
This is 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. I wanted your opinion on something, Daniel, because you're usually pretty good at this. You're usually pretty good at sifting stuff out, and I'm a nervous wreck and all that, and my anxiety gets in the way of my logic sometimes. And I've got a tree in my front yard. It's a beautiful tree. And I think it's about 100 years old. Got a 100-year-old house. Got a 100-year-old tree out there. I know that it's 100 or so because we lost one tree and I counted the rings and it was 96 rings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this tree is, you know, was born at the same time that other tree was. And so every time a storm comes through, like the Father's Day storm and then even this last little thing, there's always limbs falling off of this thing. And so I had called an arborist. I guess these people are trained in the science of tree medicine or something. I don't know what they do.
Yeah, tree guy, yeah.
Arborist says, tree's fine. No problem. But then I also had a tree guy come over, and his job is to cut down trees. And he said, this thing's dead. And I can't figure out, like, does he just say it's dead because he wants the thousands of dollars it takes?
I would imagine a tree removal person is going to want to remove your tree. But I'd imagine there's a tree removal guy out there with some integrity that would be honest with you. Now, having said that, I don't think you're being too paranoid about this tree, because when I was on my walk yesterday, I walked along the river and I saw one of those trees, just a branch had fallen and stabbed into the ground. Like a piece of the branch was sticking straight out of the ground where it had fallen, stabbed into the ground, and other parts of it had broken up. So it's pretty dangerous. Not that I don't think your son's going to be out there playing under the tree in a storm, but a falling limb, even though a remote chance, would cause some pretty severe damage to whatever it hit.
But who should I believe? The tree guy who would profit from cutting down the tree, or the guy who's an arborist who said everything's fine?
Is there an arborist / tree removal guy?
I don't know.
There's got to be a guy out there that'll just give you an honest opinion, right?
What's crazy is, well, I had a neighbor, and she said, this is a perfect tree for hanging a swing on, and we should put a swing on it for the kids in the neighborhood. And I go, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, I will probably order a swing off Amazon or something. I kid you not, it fell to the ground one day, and I said, thank God we didn't put a swing on that limb. So I don't know what to believe. So who should I believe, the arborist or the guy who makes money by cutting down trees? You're stumped.
That's a really tough one. Okay. I guess you're gonna have to get a few more opinions out there.
I guess, yeah, like a doctor, you get more opinions.
Do you have a picture of the tree you could put up for us or something?
I could take a picture. It's a beautiful tree, and I really don't want to cut it down. I mean, it's gorgeous. It really adds to the kind of aesthetics of the yard, and we really enjoy it. Well, let's see how it goes. Brantley Gilbert's next. I'm a cat. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel, and here we go, Daniel. Brantley Gilbert tickets for the bullfight.
That's right, Katie. Let me introduce you to Katie. She's a medical assistant and phlebotomist. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You have your kid in the car with you?
I have a couple in the car with me.
Give them a little bit of a shout out. I'm sure they would be thrilled to hear their names on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mickey and Carson and Carly and Stella.
Get them to make a little bit of noise for us.
Cheer for me. Say
all right.
My boys are all about it, but the girls are quiet this morning.
Oh, that's typically how it goes. For me, anyway. Katie, you'll be taking on Heather this morning, a stay-at-home mom of four. Heather, what are your kids' names?
I have an Adeline, a Bryson, a Cannon, and Axel.
And are they with you or no?
I have two with me.
Get them to make some noise then.
Bubba, can you make some noise, Cannon? Okay, he's not having it.
How lucky. You can't even get the kids to make any noise. I'm sure at home they're just as quiet too, right?
Yeah, I just got home from school drop-off.
All right, guys. Well, are you ready to be blessed with Brantley Gilbert tickets? One of you going to go see Brantley Gilbert if you can defeat the other in the quiz. This is called the Grand Quiz. All the answers contain the word grand. Keep that in mind. Katie, you are the first to get through. You'll go first. This is America's most prominent feature. Arizona's most prominent feature. Did I say?
You said America's.
Oh, my bad. Arizona's most prominent feature.
Oh, the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon is correct. Heather, this is a high-ranking chess player.
I don't know.
Help him out with that one, Tig.
Oh, boy.
Really? Dyke Todd's throwing for a loop, too.
Grandmaster.
Grandmaster.
Yeah.
Katie, this is a large musical instrument perhaps Elton John would play.
A grand piano.
Grand piano is correct. Heather, group that determines if there's enough evidence for a trial.
Oh, my goodness.
You often see this in the court system. They're like, this is going to go before the... And it has the word grand in it.
I know the word. Yes.
Grand jury.
Yes. Sorry.
No, you're good. Don't apologize.
She's got a lot going on.
Yeah, somebody's got their radio turned up. If you could turn it down just a tad. Katie, this is a Formula One race.
A Grand Prix?
It was Grand Prix, but you didn't get it in time.
Just in the nick. Yeah, she missed it by just a second. The Grand Prix. Why do they spell it like that, by the way?
Can't say that, buddy.
P-R-I-X?
P-R-I-X.
How dare you, Tig. Heather.
Sorry.
This is where you'll see a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Grand opening.
Grand opening. That Heather on the board. Katie. This is New York's largest train station.
Grand Central Station.
Grand Central is correct. Heather. This river separates Texas and Mexico.
The Grand Rio or Rio Grande.
I'll take it. Rio Grande is correct. Yeah. Katie, final question for you. This is a bases loaded home run.
A grand slam.
Grand slam is correct. And Heather, this is another name for the Republican Party. The GOP.
Oh.
Blank old party.
I have no idea.
It'd be the Grand Old Party. The Grand Old Party. And with that, Katie has defeated Heather in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Katie, a decision to make now. You've got the Brantley Gilbert tickets. Would you like to hold on to these, or do you want to bless Heather this morning with the tickets to stay at home mom of four? Heather, why should Katie give you the tickets this morning?
I already have tickets to go. I was just trying to win tickets for my sister-in-law and brother.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm just happy I got through. I try every morning for, like, everything, all the bullfights.
All right. Well, you've heard it, Katie. Your decision, are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Heather?
I'm going to hold on to them.
There you go. Who are you going to take to the show with you?
My husband. And what's his birthday?
Well, we'll let you take over here the airwaves for a second. Say hello to your husband. Let him know you've won the tickets. Tell him happy birthday. Whatever you'd like to say to him, just take the floor.
Happy early birthday, Michael Brett Metal. I love you, and here's to 44 years.
You say y'all been together for 44 years.
No, I said, you know, here's to 40 more years. It's his 40th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a heck of a night. Congratulations. Heather, did you want to say congratulations to Katie?
Yes, congratulations.
And you say some
Thank
nice
you,
things
Heather.
About Katie's husband.
Happy birthday.
There it is. Look at that.
And I hope you guys have a great night.
Look at that. Two You're best welcome. Friends now, Tig. These two are going to be lifelong friends. And if you could do me one last favor, guys, give me three numbers and an animal.
98,
3, 98. 98,
5, the bull.
Perfect. Brother. That's a new song, guys, called Shaboozy. It's making all kind of streaming records and all that. Tig steps out of the room. I play the new song. I wanted to hear it. And he comes back and he goes, oh, does Dina know you're doing this? The program director of the station. And your question to me, Tig, is does Dina know that I played a song on the radio? We could grab her right quick and make sure it's okay. Tig is very, what a broadcaster.
Maybe you don't know this, but, you know, we have our little morning show here. But we don't choose the music. Oh. And, you know, the music is, like, pre-selected by research and all that kind of stuff. And then I come in, and there's a guy named Shaboozy on the radio.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you okay now that you've clutched your pearls and heard that it was a brand-new song being played on the radio?
How'd you like it?
Number one on Billboard's Hot Country Song right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bad song.
It's pretty catchy, I will say. I was worried that it was not going to sound that country, but I got to tell you, it sounded, yeah, I like it. I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah,
do we need to grab Dina, though, to make sure that it's all right to play songs on the radio
it's
now?
It's got a little country in it, but also a little bit of a, I don't know how I'd describe it. It was an upbeat song and a little bit rap-ish, maybe.
You felt like that was rap?
Not necessarily.
But you're like the whitest white person in the world. You're like, that was rap, guys.
Sounded like Tupac.
Can we please get a quick, now that you've had your heart attack about a song being played, can we get an update on the Fields at La Fortune that you've been monitoring all morning this morning? He's constantly refreshing to see if those fields have opened up yet.
Well, the reason is my mom drove 12 hours. She's 78 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see her grandson play baseball. And if the fields are not open, we're toast. And so far, they still say closed.
Still. Yeah. But what time will they get out there to evaluate?
I don't know. It's Tulsa.
Well, you've got us all invested in this now. Like, people were calling yesterday wanting to go by the fields to check it out, giving you tips on how you could drive
them up. A lady went out there.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her not to. I said, don't do that. You got a life to live. But she still went out to La Fortune to check on the fields for me, a caller.
Who makes that final decision about the field?
The commissioner of the league.
Why don't you give me the commissioner's name and I'll grease their palm?
You mean like a little handshake with a
little bit of a tip, yeah. How much would it take, do you think? Get these fields up.
$100? If you had a Benjamin, yeah.
You think $100 would do it?
Maybe. Well, it's just going to break my heart if my mom drove all this way to see her grandson play and then there's no game.
I'm trying to do the dirty work here, Tig.
Okay.
Write that name down on a napkin or matchbook.
Yeah, I
like
know
they do
is.
In the movies. Write it down in a matchbook. And then slide it over to me.
Okay.
And then also slide me the $100.
Wait.
Has it got to come out of my pocket? Have you ever really, though, tried to tip somebody? I don't have the swag to do that. I don't know how to do it.
Like if you go to a restaurant and you want a table and they say, we're booked, and then you walk up and give them $100 and then you get a table. I've never had the bravery for that.
I mean, I've never even come close to
that's
that.
That's crazy.
I would try it at like a Texas Roadhouse even, and I don't think I would be able to have that. I'd be too nervous.
I don't have the gumption for it.
I will say, though, imagine how many palms you could grease if you got the sound of moolah this morning. $950. That's 9.5 palms.
We're only 8 minutes away up from that, right?
That's right. Can you play the sound one more time for us?
Here it is in 3, 2, 1. And we trust you're having a good Tuesday.
Does Dina know you just played that?
Our program director?
Yeah.
Our boss?
Does she know?
Uh-uh.
Did you run it by her before we played the Sound of Mulan?
No, but you shouldn't be, like, running in here playing your own songs.
How do you think the song got into the system, Ding Dong? The program director put it in.
I gotta tell you,
if you were Christopher Columbus, we would all still be over in Spain. I tell you that right now. You got no courage. I've never seen anything like it.
All right, watch this. I'll play that song again.
I don't believe...
Like, next.
I really don't believe you
will.
Now,
you're being the wuss.
I don't believe you will. Go ahead.
You're right,
I won't. Put your money where your mouth is.
We'll be here in 7 minutes with the Sound of Bull.
98.5, The Bull.
Tig, let me introduce you to Gail. Customer service representative for... Did you want to say where you worked or you don't want to plug the company? You want to keep it private?
Oh, I work for AT&T.
AT&T, so if you need a good
cell phone... Is it American Telegraph and Telephone or American Telephone and Telegraph?
It's just AT&T anymore. That's the old name.
Well, I'll say your cell phone coverage is really good. Your telegraph coverage, not so good anymore.
That's right.
Have you ever sent a telegraph, Gail?
No, I can't say that I have. Not that old.
I wonder if it's even possible, Tig, to go somewhere and send a telegraph. We ought to send some guy into, like, a Kinko's or an Office Max and tell him you need to send a telegram.
A telegraph?
What's the difference?
I think gram is a letter. I think graph is...
when they use the Morse code?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
It'd be a pretty funny bit if we could find somebody. All right, anyway, enough. Enough tomfoolery, Gail. Let's get down to business. Have you heard the sound?
Yes, I have.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Tig is going to play it one more time for you. Go ahead, plays Tig.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, Gail. You'll be blessed with $950 if you can identify that sound. Are you ready to guess the sound of Mulan?
Yes.
Gail, what is your guess, play?
I think it's someone typing on a keyboard.
Is it someone typing on a keyboard? I'm sorry, it's not that.
Dang, okay.
I think the closest I've gotten to a hint, Tig, is I've said that the wrong answers at thebulltulsa.com, no one's gotten even close yet, so keep that in mind at 9:10. Gail, you seem to be pretty good at getting through, so you might could even get through at 9:10. I don't think we've had anybody play the Sound of Mulan twice in one day, have we?
Not that I know of.
You should try. In the meantime, Gail, go to the Bull Tulsa, look at the wrong answers, and just know that no one's even gotten close yet. And it was $950. Now at $910, we're going to add $50 to that jackpot. Gail, what's the new jackpot?
It's $1,000.
Can I get a ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee.
$1,000, Tig.
We'll see you at 9:10 for that chance here at 98.5
The Bull. Excuse me, not a chance for that.
Blessing.
Blessing, there you go.
I see.
Blessing sounds way better than chance. Listen up, Gail, give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
So we got a big boy in our hands with the Sound of Mulan, Daniel. It's at $1,000 now at 9:10.
$1,000 could be yours if you make it through and... identify the sound of Mulan.
And remember, this is a local contest. This isn't one of those ones that are national where you text in. Like, somebody who listens to the 98.5 The Bull is going to win this money. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Daniel.
Earlier, I posted on Facebook, if you moved away, what one food item would you want delivered to you from Oklahoma? Some of these we hadn't really heard of. Others we should have thought of. Probably so far, one of the number one answers, Brahms.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is the first state we've lived in with a Brahms. And I will say... pretty good. I think I would
pretty
miss it, too.
Stuff.
Another thing people say they miss, Caitlin says she'd miss blue and gold sausage.
So if she left Oklahoma, she would miss that.
She would have blue and gold sausage shipped to her. I haven't tried blue and gold sausage. I have heard the advertisements, but I've not yet heard. I haven't actually got an opportunity to taste it. I might have to do that this weekend. Other people said Taco Bueno, which was a little surprising to me, to be honest. two or three people said Head Country Barbecue Sauce.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not a food, but can I say something else?
Sure.
I would miss Quick Trip. Because, I mean, like, it's the only gas station that I think I've ever been in my life where they actually, like, pay attention to you, and they're nice, and they get you in and out.
Well,
most,
you know,
most gas stations, you know, in real life, you stand there, and they're, like, talking to their buddy and checking their phone and, like, you know what I'm saying?
I will say that Quick Trip's got some pretty good food, like the sandwiches and stuff.
They're delicious.
Subs, real good.
Breakfast pizza?
I don't eat that, but I do like the sandwiches. It's a pretty good deal in there. Somebody else said Cane's Chicken Fingers. I get that. Earlier, Misty Steele said she'd miss her spicy chicken spaghetti. Misty, you could make that. If it's your own recipe, you make it wherever you go. You're not going to believe what Barb said.
Mm.
I live in Ohio, but would take a good-looking cowboy from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Dang, Barb.
It's like 8:30 in the morning. Settle down, Barb.
Somebody else said lamb fries. I would not have predicted that.
You know what that is?
That's testicles.
Huh?
Testicles. Yeah. But there you go. So what would you miss? If you moved away, what food item would you want delivered to you from Oklahoma? You can let us know at The Bull. 98.5 The Bull on Facebook. Well, I don't know why I do that. So it's 98.5 The Bull on Facebook. But the Facebook.com/TheBullTulsa. There's no reason to tell people to go to Facebook.com/TheBullTulsa. Just go to 98.5 The Bull. I get all confused, Ty. Don't
That's
you?
On Facebook.
I'm getting old. I can't work out social media anymore. Can you?
Mm-mm.
You know, we have a Twitter or an X now. We hadn't touched that thing in years. There's dust on that thing.
Yeah, we're like verified and things too. Like got a check mark and all that.
Well,
we don't
were.
Know how to use it.
Would you pay to be on Twitter anymore?
No, because I don't know anybody that uses it.
Go to 98.5 The Bull on Facebook. Let us know if you moved away, what would you want delivered from Oklahoma?
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Tig loves aviation. In fact, he went to Auburn University. Weren't you in the flying club at Auburn?
I was, I learned how to fly at Auburn, yeah.
I thought you were in some pilot club or something.
Yeah, I was in, there was a little fraternity for pilots.
Okay. So when I say you're in the flying club, why are you like, no, pilot club? Anyway, you'll go to the airport sometime on Riverside and watch the planes land. You have people that call up wanting you to go up and fly with them. And I found a little clip here from YouTube that makes me realize why you guys seem to would love aviation. It looks like it would be very relaxing and a fun thing to do to go out and fly one
Did
afternoon.
You know that I flew an airplane before I could drive a car legally?
That is crazy to me.
That's wild, isn't
I
it?
I also know that you were flying one day with your instructor and something happened with the plane and you guys had to land on the runway.
On the road.
Excuse me, yeah, road.
Yeah, we had to land on a road in Atlanta.
I believe that would have ended my aviation hobby. This guy named Anthony, he's on YouTube, and he was flying a motorized paraglider going about 50 miles per hour when something went wrong, and he quickly fell about 85 feet. Now, just listen to how much Anthony seems like he's enjoying his evening flying around.
Hey Siri, call 911. Hey Siri, call 911. Call 911. Emergency.
Good Lord.
Now he's okay. He had to go. He did have some injuries, but he survived. And do you think now Anthony Vella is his name, Anthony Vella, do you think he'll get back in the old saddle and fly around some more?
Probably so. I would imagine he would.
Would you fly one of these paragliders?
No. You can buy a plane, like literally an airplane, for like $30,000.
I've seen them on Facebook Marketplace. People will sell you some of their aircraft for a lot less than $30,000.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably get that for like $7,000 or $8,000. It's basically a lawnmower engine. And, you know, if you cut your grass, You know how that goes during the summer. Sometimes the thing doesn't work right and all that. I would not get on an aircraft that had a lawnmower engine on it.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that sound when you're up there. Any type of, because, you know, we've all been cutting our grass or weed eating and heard, you know, something happened. That is not the sound you want to hear.
You do not want to be in the air when that happens.
I did say, you know, he was in quite a bit of pain when he crashed and everything, but I wouldn't have had the forethought to just say to my phone, and I don't want to say it out loud, hey, Siri, dial that number, because I wouldn't have had that forethought, would you?
Probably not. I mean, the guy was ahead of the game, and since I couldn't see the video,
here we go. No.
Was he saying call Siri after impact, or was he doing it as he was going down?
It was after he crashed. Oh, okay. He was telling Siri to dial that. So I guess keep that in mind if you're ever in some type of situation where you can't really get to your phone, that we have that technology. I think his problem was he had to shut off the engine because Siri couldn't quite hear him.
I see.
Huh. He did have to, you know, they did break some bones. He's going to be in for a little bit of a rough trip here medically. Yeah, but at least he's lives to fly another day, I suppose.
He does. It's 98.5 The Bull with Ty Gadino at 9:10. Our sound of moolah is $1,000. $1,000. Right here with Ty Gadino.
It's 98.5 The Bull, 10 minutes away, Tig, from your chance to be blessed with $1,000 with the sound of moolah. I've got an update for something that we had going on last week. We had gotten a Facebook message that somebody had posted on 98.5 The Bull on one of our posts, and I think it was one of our commercials for the sound of moolah, and the lady goes, well, you guys aren't very nice in person, just saying. And it was driving me crazy because I was like, I don't think we've met anybody that we've been rude to or not super nice. We'll have an update on when and where it was.
Okay, I'd like to hear this because I don't know this.
It was the Weather Expo.
Okay, because that's where all the meteorologists and the storm trackers, they all get together at the mall and people come up and say hello to them. And then we're there as well and people come up and say hello to us.
And I made a concerted effort to be nice to everybody out there. She did go on to say, my kid got a scrunchie on the wheel that she loves, so that was cool. But other than that, she felt like we were not as nice in person.
Really?
And there's just no way that we weren't.
It's not even possible that we were rude to somebody.
Right. But at least I'm glad she wrote back because I was wondering what she was talking about. And then somebody like directly underneath said, you guys are the nicest in person, just saying. So we did have somebody come to our defense.
Okay, good.
On the Bulls Facebook page. Thank goodness.
I wonder what it was. I mean, did we have something we had to go run and do and maybe she felt like we cut her off or what was that?
No, because we didn't cut anybody off. I mean, she got the scrunchie, spun the prize wheel. I don't know. You never know what's going on, you know, when something's happening. Have you ever had like a misunderstanding? One time, Tig at work, a lady wrote him an email and said, oh, but alas, you lied. And she had put like a winky face emoji. And all Tig saw was the alas, you lied. And he was like, hey, he wrote back, you don't call me no liar. And then after he sent it off, realized that she had put the winky face emoji.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just might get a little, like, confused.
Well, hopefully, I know you, Daniel. I've known you, and I love to pick on you, and I'm going to give you a hard time every chance I get. I don't know you to be at all a rude person whatsoever.
Certainly not to if we're at an event.
No.
I mean, the only thing I can think of that day, you were a little bit under the weather. You were a little bit quiet, but not rude to anybody.
Yeah, I was having a little sinus infection and stuff, but I still tried to play the part.
At least now we know what's going on and when and where it was.
But she didn't say anything like the lady who said that we were rude. She didn't say, maybe I misjudged you. Mm-mm. She's still sticking with her story.
She just said that she really enjoyed the scrunchie that her daughter had gotten. So
from a spinning wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there we are.
So let's try a little bit harder, Tig.
So I'm going to be thinking about that all day now. Thanks for that.
What you should be thinking about is blessing somebody with $1,000. That's a lot of money. And all you have to do is identify that one sound. Would you like to play it here, please, Tig?
The sound of moolah, you mean?
Yes.
Here it is in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you don't want to miss out on your blessing in, what, 7 minutes here?
That's it. Here with Tig and Daniel.
On 98.5, The Bull.
Vicky, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great now that I'm with you.
Thank you so much. Let me introduce you to Tig. Tig, this is Vicky. Vicky, this is Tig.
Hey, Tig.
Pleasure.
How
pleasure to meet you, Vicky.
All right. Well, you guys have some chemistry. She does not care for Ty. She does love me. Vic, you say you're a housekeeper at the church?
Yes.
What do you think today? And I've been calling today instead of prizes and chances to win. I've been saying blessings. We're going to bless you with $1,000. Do you like that, or would you rather hear like a chance to win or an opportunity to win?
Oh, I like blessing.
I like blessing, too. You want us to bless you up, Vicky?
Absolutely.
Are you too blessed to be stressed? Vicky, are you too blessed to be stressed?
I'm stressed, but I'm okay.
Well, so you could use a blessing then. You could be $1,000 you could really use. What would you do with $1,000?
Well, I'd probably pay some bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Groceries.
Groceries, yeah. Well, Vicky, Tig is going to play that sound for you one time.
Okay.
We got it in 3, 2, 1.
All right, Vicky, you've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes.
Vicky, what is your guess, please?
Is it a printer?
Is it a printer?
Sorry. Wrong thing.
You're wrong for that, dog. Now, Vicky's my new friend, Tig, and how dare you accidentally fire off the wrong key like that?
Vicky, I know, right?
It's not a printer. I don't know what happened over there. One of Tig's pendulous chins drug
That's
across.
My husband's fault.
No, it's not your husband's fault. Why do you say that?
He said it was a printer.
Well, what were you thinking it was?
I don't want to say that. I might win next time.
You can say what it was. You won't win. You can say what you thought it was, too. Since Tig was so cruel and accidentally
it was
fired off.
A sewing machine is what I thought.
It is not a sewing machine either.
Okay.
Vicky.
All right.
Well, I don't want you to be bummed out today, though.
I won't be. I'll keep trying.
Well, we add $50 to that jackpot, Vicky. It was at $1,000. Now it's $1,000. $50.
Nice.
And you'll have another chance tomorrow morning at 7:10. How about that?
That's awesome.
Vicky, do me a favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.8, the bull.
Perfect.
Sad boy. All right, Dana, what's your opinion on this? So you were talking about how many rabbits are out now in Tulsa and the surrounding areas. It's just spring, and that's when they're born, I guess. And I had the cutest little rabbit you ever saw.
Yeah?
Like, in my yard. But I have a cat, too.
Uh-oh.
You know, cats are killers.
Yeah.
Do you think it's proper and right that I kind of rescue the rabbit, or should I just let nature... Because a lot of people used to complain. You remember the National Geographic magazine?
Yeah, I remember
that. Your grandparents had?
Oh, do I remember.
People would be like, hey, you should have saved that, you know, coyote from that tiger or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But they had the other opinion of like, that's just nature. We don't get involved in that.
That's if you're making a nature documentary. The reason I don't think that you should allow your cat to kill rabbits is because the cat will catch a rabbit and bring it into your house.
Uh-huh.
And how are you going to feel when you have a injured baby rabbit?
It's going to be terrible. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually concerned about it. That's what I was thinking about.
Your son will be upset by it.
Oh, my God.
You'll be upset by it. The Shih Tzu will tug of war with the tiny rabbit in front of you and your cat, and you would it would not be good for you. That's why I would suggest you try to prevent it.
I should intervene.
You should, yes.
Okay, so yesterday I did intervene.
Good.
The cat was stalking, I mean, the tiniest little cutest rabbit you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually picked up the rabbit.
Oh, you caught it? Why didn't you bring it to the radio station?
She didn't, like, try to run or anything. I mean, she was scared to death. I don't know what was happening, but...
Are you sure it was a real rabbit, or did you pick up, like, a stuffed animal?
Yeah, it was a stuffed animal rabbit. No, it was a real rabbit, and it was, like, the tiniest thing. It could fit in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so sweet and so calm, and I felt her little claws on me. And then I said, well, I don't want the cat to get a hold of this one. And so I brought it to like a different area where maybe it could hide out or something.
Somebody else's cat could get to it.
And I have noticed like there's tons of cats out in the neighborhood now.
Oh, really?
Like this is their killing field.
Have you seen hawks out there?
Have not noticed that at all.
I don't know what it is about your neighborhood, Nut. I don't know if it's like that all over Tulsa, but you cannot go stand in Tige's yard. You ought to go this afternoon, do a video, and just do a 360 slowly and see if you can at any point not see a rabbit front yard.
Like, I thought rabbits were skittish, but these apparently don't know about human activity or don't care. I was on my porch. A rabbit, like, basically walks up to me. And doesn't get, like, they're so cute, though, and I don't want them to get hurt. And I got this cat that has killer instincts, and I don't know what to do.
Now, if your cat were out in nature and you didn't have any food for it, then I would say, yeah, the cat should be allowed to eat one. But I feel like it has fancy feast in there, and it has food. Y'all feed it every day, right?
Yeah, it has, like, kibbles and bits or whatever you give to cats.
My worry is the thing would just bring it into the house for you.
Yeah.
Do y'all have snakes over there and stuff, too?
I hadn't seen a snake. Yeah,
that's just so odd. I wonder if the population of rabbits in your particular part of town is more than others.
Well, they're everywhere. Even when I drive to work, I'm scared I'm going to hit one because they're just running amok. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tyga and Dano. 98.5 The Bull, what's up with you?
Not so much. I was just calling to see if I could guess.
You want to guess the sound of moolah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're about 23 hours early. Tomorrow morning at 7:10 will be your next chance.
7:10. All right. Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a pen scratching on paper.
It's a pen scratching
or
on paper.
Pencil.
Well, I can't tell you if that's it or not, but you can guess tomorrow at 7:10. First chance.
7:10. All right. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, man, that sound of moolah, I'm telling you, Daniel, this is going to be a big boy. We're already at $1,000 or something. Mm-hmm. However, I think, what was our record? $3,000 one time?
Mm-hmm.
I see it going higher than we've ever gone before.
I feel like we're going to have to start giving some hints.
People don't like hints, though.
Well, that's when people were getting close to the sound. Nobody's even gotten close yet. I guarantee you people would want hints.
And Daniel makes a good point. We've had some people call up before and they've guessed the same, or they guessed somebody else's guess and it's still wrong no matter what.
Right.
So go to thebulltulsa.com and get the wrong guesses so that you can eliminate those at least and give yourself a little bit of help on what that sound is. Daniel was telling me that he would go to concerts at the casinos and people like, that's all they cared about. That's all they wanted to talk to you about. And when this thing gets up to $3,000, it's going to happen again.
Well, sometimes people would get close when they came up and said, I think it's this or that, and they'd be somewhat close. So far this time?
Nobody's even near it. And it's so...
Not even in the same atmosphere.
It's so normal, but it's such a... Like, that sound could be anything. And so there's where we are. We're going to play again at 7:10 in the morning. And what is our jackpot up to for 7:10?
It's up to $1,150.
How about that?
About it.
I mean, we're talking like house payment money at this point, right?
Vacation?
Vacation.
Anything.
So we'll be back in the morning with the sound of moolah here on 98.5 The Bull at 7:10.
Every time I'm at this bar, tap on the shoulder, turn around, and baby,
hey, it's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, who's this? I'm sorry, what's your name?
I just had a... Dylan.
Dylan, what's up?
I just had a few things. One, I drove by La Fortune today. It looks good.
So okay,
you don't have to stress out about that.
I was worried about... my mom had driven 12 hours to see my son's baseball game, and I said, what a tragedy if the fields are too wet. So it looks good over there at La Fortune, and what's the next thing?
The next thing was the apparently you not being nice, I think was the Wee Street thing when you were still sick, and I was even like, ugh, and my girlfriend was like, look at him, he's sick. And I was like, oh, good point.
What a compliment. What a compliment. What? People see you out and about, and they go, ugh, and his girlfriend also went, ugh.
No. She said, don't be mean. Look at him. He looks sick. And is that the one that lost his voice? And I was like, yes, that's him. And
okay, because we...
Stop being mean.
This goes back to... We got a Facebook message where a lady said we weren't very nice one time. Mm-hmm. And I said, how is that even possible? We're always nice, I think. But you're saying... And I was kind of under the weather that
you
day.
You were sick for a good 2 months, I think.
Yeah.
For real.
And so... Oh, you felt it too, I was sick.
Yeah. And then I can't see why Daniel would be mean. He took me and Anna out to dinner, so.
Yeah, they came out when we were at Mercury Lounge for the rodeo tickets. We were giving away tickets to the PBR, and they came out. And then we all walked across the street over and had those wedge salads at Tina's.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you did that? Yeah, that's cool.
I still owe him.
Yeah, see, I buy this guy a wedge salad. They look at you and go, ugh.
He's sick. Well, I'm sorry. If I was discourteous at all, it was probably only because I did feel under the weather that particular instance.
No, I think it was just RBF or something.
Ty has RBF and ABF, which is active
face. Active B-face. Right. Hey, I appreciate the information, man. I hope you have a great day.
You too. I have one more. When's the next outing y'all are going to?
I'll actually be at CJ Maloney's tomorrow. No, what's today? No, it's Thursday I'll be out there.
Thursday?
What's today?
Today is Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday, yeah. So not tomorrow, but Thursday I'll be out there. We're doing the PBR ticket giveaways again. Thanks to Coors Banquet.
Yeah, I still have my hat.
Yeah, CJ Maloney's. Come by, get an ice cold Coors Banquet.
And we'll be nice to you this time.
Nah, don't say we, Ty. Say you.
All right, me.
You'll be less ugh.
Well, have a great day, man. I appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. And tomorrow, Dana, we got that jackpot up to how much is it for the Stand the Moolah?
$1,150.
How about that?
That's a lot of money.
The Stand the Moolah continues at 7:10 tomorrow here on 98.5 The Bull.